Hey, Brett, welcome home.
You look scared to see me in your room. No need to be afraid of your little sister.
I just love how I somehow ended up taller than you. Plus, since I lift weights all the time while you just lounge around, I'm way stronger, faster, and more athletic. Of course, that's not getting into how I have way more friends and have always been our parents' favorite. Anyways, I've been snooping around your stuff. I could tell by your behavior you were hiding something good. Tell me all about this symbiote. You know, the thing that you have in that canister on your desk. Looks like you stole it from NASA or some shit. Oh man, you should see the look on your face. That's how I know I've struck gold here. Now, no need to fool around. Tell me, what exactly does this thing do? I saw some documents with it, saying that it's some kind of life form that attaches itself to people, potentially enhancing them. Brother dear. I've got the canister firmly in my grasp here, and we both know that you have no chance of stealing it from me. I could fend you off of one arm if I needed to. So, be a good boy and explain it to me. All right, I see. So it should bind to the first organism it comes into contact to? And none of you idiots decided to test it out? So NASA thought it would be unethical to. Considering you stole it, I bet you were planning on trying it out, huh? You aren't very sure? Well, what were you expecting it to do? Stronger? Faster? Various potential abilities? Fascinating. And to think you were going to keep this all to yourself. Foolish brother. Now tell me, how do I use it? I see. Just open the canister and put it on my skin. What else? You think I should be naked first to prevent my clothing from interfering? I guess that makes sense. Better not be a trick, creepy little pervert. Look away. I don't want you staring at my perfect body. My long, powerful legs, rippling six-pack, perfect pert breasts, and lemon-sized biceps. Honestly, my body is so flawless that I feel entirely comfortable nude. I can't wait to see what improvements your little toy can bring. Well, you had your chance, dweeb. You know what they say, fortune favors the bold. Let's do this thing. Ugh, looks pretty slimy and gross. Here goes nothing. Come here, little guy. Come to your new master. Feels weird. Not bad, though. It's rapidly expanding all over me. Keeps growing. Covering more and more of my wonderful form. That was fast. I'm technically decent now. Feel free to stop looking away. Wow. The look on your face is priceless. I can tell this is going to kill you on the inside. We both know this is going to be something huge. And I was the one who got it. Again. Everything always falls into my favor. When will you learn, brother dear? There we go. Fully covered in this stylish black suit. Kind of like latex, but it feels like I'm wearing nothing at all. Highly breathable. Every crevice of my perfect body is still on display. Oh well. Now what? Spoke too soon. I can feel something. Something. Something really good. I can sense that. The symbiote is enhancing my muscles. It's embedding itself into the pre-existing muscle fibers, enriching the... what was it called in biology class? All right, the tensile strength and neuromuscular efficiency of my muscles. I know it sounds impossible, but I can feel the changes occurring on a cellular level. For instance, my mitochondria are now multiple times more effective, capable of granting me far greater levels of ATP. And it's kind of funny that I can remember that stuff since I basically failed biology class. Only passed thanks to my charm. It seems the only logical explanation is the symbiote is empowering my mind, granting me greater recall of accumulated memories. Yes, that does seem to be the case. With a small amount of focus, I can bring up virtually any past experience with vivid clarity. Oh, I just realized that my dialect has changed quite a bit. That's because I'm remembering all of the fancy words I've heard over the years and what they mean. Ooh, I guess there's more transformation to come. Yes! My muscles, my glorious, beautiful muscles are filling up, becoming larger and harder by the moment. Look at how the fibers ripple to and fro. New tendons bulging and strengthening. My entire form fortifying itself to new heights. Look at my arms now. I've always had nice biceps, but now they're getting huge. I bet with a bit of concentration, I can... Yeah, force even more power into them. Look at you drooling over my body. Even more than usual, that is. You want to feel it, dweeb? You want to wrap your hands around this mega muscle? Go on, give it a feel. Aw, you're trembling. Let's put some more fear into your heart, shall we? There, made them even stronger. Seems my abs, which were already impressive, are now a true six-pack. In fact, I bet that with a bit of focus... There they are. That elusive bottom row. 8-pack for me. But let's not neglect to fully sculpt myself. There. Now my serratus anterior is on full display. And... grow, my lats, grow. Back is becoming nice and wide. I love it. The best part is how my symbiote skin shows off every crevice of every muscle. I'm like a living, breathing anatomy model. I wonder just what these muscles can do. Ha! Wow! I can perform a handstand effortlessly. And a backflip, just like that. I wonder if... Oh yeah, one-handed handstand. And look at that. I can do push-ups like this. All too easy for me. I was always acrobatic. But now I'm like an Olympic gymnast. Bet I can get a cheerleading scholarship if I want. Or hell, even an academic one with my burgeoning brain. Let's see what else this wonderful little gift of yours can do. I have a feeling that, with a bit of focus, I can harden my body on command. Cool! Wow, I'm hard! Really hard! Like, incredibly hard! I wonder if... Wow! I can't even stab myself with this knife. And I have super strength to boot. I'd wager it's pretty safe to say I'm bulletproof, too. It seems to be communicating with me on a subconscious level, telling me that I have other abilities, too. Wow! The symbiote can take the form of any clothing I envision. Cute tank top and miniskirt? Check. Lazy day t-shirt and yoga pants? Yup. A classy dress? Easy. A $50,000 suit? No problem. Though I think with this body, I'll be showing as much skin as possible. I wonder if... Ah, yes! I can make tattoos, piercings, or virtually any other marking I want as well. Not that I'd want to bother. I'm virtually perfect as I am. More so now than ever before. So, let's recap. I now have immense neuromuscular efficiency, complete recall over my memories, can create any clothing I want at will, possess limitless stamina, and can become virtually indestructible whenever I need to. And to think I was already so fucking awesome to begin with. You know, I was easily already in the top 5% of girls when you took my hotness, confidence, and fitness all into account. But now, now I'm number one. There isn't a single person or thing in this world that can stop me. All thanks to you, little brother. To think that if you hadn't messed around, you could have had this power all to yourself. But nope. It's mine now. Forever. The symbiote has chosen to bond with me at a genetic level. And I have a feeling that we're going to get along very, very well. Well, I'm off to test out my new abilities. Try not to drool too hard as you think about me. See ya.